Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. They are racing this weekend, so we are talking about it. Welcome back to another episode of Pit Row, where we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of the NASCAR weekend. Welcome back, everybody. Maybe you're a new listener, so welcome. But if you have been along with the journey in the past couple of weeks, you know what the deal is. We're just taking a quick look at the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series last race, last week. You know, what happened? And we'll take a look at the race this week. What's going to happen? And so, obviously, we're talking about Atlanta last week. And we're talking about Echo Park Automotive Texas Grand Prix race this weekend. Down in Austin, Texas. It's COTA time. Guys, we've got a lot of information from last week. Every time we go to these tracks where they are, you know, like Atlanta was a new configuration. You know, again, the next gen car this week is on a track that we've only run twice, or for the second time now this week. So, because last year was the first time they ran. So there's still a lot of information learning as we look forward. But that's hopefully what the podcast will be about, is getting eyes on what we see and helping this translate into better understanding of what's going to happen moving forward as the drivers adjust to life in the next gen car. We also want to basically capitalize and create picks for DraftKings or FanDuel if we can, just like we do for fantasy football or fantasy baseball. If you're new to Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment, that's a little bit of what we usually do. So we're just trying to work out a formula that will make it work so that we can enjoy NASCAR even more than we already do. Not giving picks yet because we don't, you know, I'm not going to make you guys, you know, subject yourselves to me like figuring it out, right? And so we'll have to figure it out as we go along, but I won't recommend these picks until I feel a little bit more comfortable about it. I'll keep you up to date on what's happening though. Like last week, 2 weeks ago, cashed. Last week, did not, right? Not a big deal. We'll keep at it this week and I'll unfold my strategy as we get into the show. But really quickly, before we get talking about the races, let's be sure we can stay connected. If you're new, listen, as I mentioned, we have other podcasts. If you're sports-minded, you may want to catch up to them. Heart of the Order, for baseball purposes. The Process, football, fantasy football. You like those things? Great. You like true crime? We have a true crime podcast. So, www.tigerbombsae.com. I know you're listening to this on an app, but if you want to get a gander to everything else we have here at Tiger Bomb, www.tigerbombsae.com. Now, as I said, you're probably listening on an app, and so goes without saying, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, you know, iHeartRadio, anywhere you listen to your podcast, you'll be able to catch this. Just search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. Obviously, you want to like and subscribe, but from there, you'll be able to catch all the new episodes of Pit Row as well as the other episodes from Tiger Bomb that comes out too. So an easy way to get yourself introduced to a lot of quality media, in my opinion at least. Maybe your opinion will differ. We'll find out. That's how we can stay connected though. Those are the ways that we can keep up and you can integrate yourself in the Tiger Bomb Nation a little bit further. Now, let's talk about Atlanta last week. What an exciting race. I think NASCAR is going for the super speedway feel, as we talked about, and boy, did they get it over in Atlanta last weekend. The start of the race, we saw a lot of cars, you know, running up top, a lot of cars running up top, trying to feel out this track, feel out the grooves, and a huge wreck to end stage one. The Dillon brothers are out. Kyle Busch banged up pretty badly here. He has to fight the rest of the day to try to finish, which he doesn't. But by the start of stage two, this is the most side-by-side racing we've seen all year already, just as the start of stage two. And so there's a lot going on very quickly as everybody's trying to figure it out. on that track in Atlanta. The inside line was running fast enough at this point. But already more lead changes than in both races. For the last year. So, I mean, a lot of lead changes. Already more lead changes than in both races last year. So, two races at this track last season. At this point in the race, so we're talking about early in stage two, there were already more lead changes than we'd seen in combined both races. Sorry, that was a little jumbled, but important information nonetheless. There's a lot of jockeying going on here. They're obviously breaking records in terms of how you drive this track. Harvick was running loose but fast at this point as well in stage two. Reddick loses a tire down the front stretch, putting us into the caution. This is a theme we'll see with cars losing this tire, not getting hit or bumped. But there was a lot of folks involved with some bumping and hitting and grinding at this point. Nobody was wrecked out, but many folks fell off the lead lap at this point. Reddick also had, in addition to losing that tire, hit too many over the wall, so he went down a couple of laps, for his efforts there. We restarted with 42 to go in the second stage. And at this point, you get Harvick and Blaney and Eric Jones and William Byron. Jones and Byron are inside. Harvick and Blaney are on the outside. Harvick and Blaney get a nice, they get off quick enough and they move up front. They actually move ahead because the outside line is so much quicker. So Jones and Byron are holding steady down on the inside, but we get a caution with debris in the front straightaway. Custer finally takes his car in after being involved in that big dust-up earlier. I think they're finally done for the day at this point, if I remember correctly. But also at this point in stage two, the Chevys are talking about the rear camber, which I thought was interesting, which you can now adjust before and during the race. And so really cool the way NASCAR allows you to hear what's going on the radio with these teams. And so in this instance, we're able to hear these guys communicate, working out something during the race that you couldn't be able to do before. That's the nice thing about these cars. They seem to be a little bit more durable, this next-gen car, but they can be fixed a bit during the race, worked on and got back out there. So cosmetically, maybe the previous car looked a little better, maybe holding up, but this car, I think, is virtually doing a better job. So again, at this point in the race, as I'm describing it to you, we're at stage two. Byron, Harvick, and Blaney are back up front on the restart. Now, Eric Jones, 47, got absolutely hammered. So we get a caution with 9 to go in stage two. He just blew a tire, just like with Reddick before. As I said, big theme for this day with these tires. We've seen tire issues all season so far. So just another thing that just played itself out on Sunday as it usually has done all year. Harvick gets smashed. Blaney avoids, though. Harvick tried. He couldn't get by Eric Jones. He tried to sneak past him on the right. Knew he was cutting it close. Couldn't get by him. He gets smashed. Cindric got banged up also. We go green with 4 to go in stage 2. Larson gets a big push from teammate Chase Elliott. Larson goes riding up the top, even though he's got a lot of damage. So at this point, his car has sustained a lot of damage, but he goes for that fast line anyway. He ends up in front of Hamlin, but he has no drag. He gets pushed too much by Hamlin. Hamlin's got a strong car. Larson does not at this point. And so, he just gets pushed right out of the way, just like we saw with the 3 car earlier. So, we go caution again. And it's really interesting to see, I don't think Hamlin's doing anything wrong, but his car was so much faster than Larson's car at this point because of all that damage. And so, very risky idea for him to go up top and try to, in essence, hang with the big boys up there at this point. But that effectively, ends the stage right there. Start of the final stage, Suarez, Truex, Wallace up front. Suarez, jostling back and forth. Elliott comes up. Suarez is now pushing Elliott just inside 90 to go, and his car looks fast and strong as we wind the race down. Caution with 71 to go, so everybody comes in. Almirola decides to not worry about the fuel, so he stays out. Eric just doing what he's been doing all year, which is finish races strong. Starts up front off the caution with 66 to go, and he plays such a pivotal race or a pivotal point, or excuse me, he played such a pivotal part is the word I'm looking for in the end of this race. Again, having a strong car, strong team, and just finishing strong all year long has been, you know, really the point for him. He's the only driver who's finished on the lead lap every race this year. And after this tough race this past week, that's really saying a lot, right? So at this point in the race, inside 90 to go, and his car looks fast and strong as we wind down. Suarez talking about that. Then we get the caution with 71 to go. Everybody comes in. Almirola doesn't, stays out. So he's head of the pack. Decides not to worry about fuel. Starts up front off the caution with 66 to go. And at this point, the cars are packed up rather tightly. Cody Ware, part of the mayhem and caution at lap 24. Another tire issue for him. As I said, repeating theme throughout the day, these tires, particularly the back ones. 27 cars involved with wrecks on the day at this point in the race, and 11 drivers were already out at this point in the race, so a lot of mayhem. 22 cars on the lead lap at this point. Byron up front with 19 to go in the final stage here. He got a big push on the inside line, but it was because it was three inside. Chastain and Almirola were pushing him. Bubba Wallace was up top being pushed by Blaney. We know that outside line was fast all day, but, you know, bigger push from the combination of the three cars who were able to patch up well and work together down low. And that's how Byron's able to get in front. He slingshots up top, goes back because he wants to ride that top lane too. So uses the big push, slingshots up top, and now Almirola's the lead car on the inside line. But again, he has a lot of damage too. Remember, I was telling you about him getting hit earlier. So same thing as we saw on the top lane before. He's getting pushed too hard, too fast, and he swerves out. So we go into caution again. First 10 cars have tires that have 48 laps or more on them. So, you know, something else to be thinking about as we wind the race down here. If you got a chance to, you know, maybe make a move, you might go get your tires, right? If you're within shooting distance, right? But if for a lot of these cars you weren't, or a lot of these cars you're at the top, like if you're in 10th place, you know, go get some tires. You're in 12th place, go get some tires, try to do it. If you're above those spots, you can't afford to, you know, take that time in the pit, and so I would probably end up staying out. 14 to go, Byron and Wallace are battling up front. Blaney's pushing Wallace. Wallace looks really fast. Byron doesn't have help on the inside line. Chastain was fighting to get to him, but just could not get there. And so, you know, you really got Byron running, you know, straggling by himself down there on the bottom, trying to hang out. And then, you know, really Bubba runs in the front. And then at this point, Bubba's trying to manage both lanes because he's trying to keep Byron from passing him. He's also trying to, you know, keep traffic from passing him up top too. Byron sneaks by off the slingshot from Jones and Suarez, who are back in the picture. So remember, we talked about three cars down low. We see it again. Jones and Suarez come. And remember, I mentioned before Suarez had a fast car. So they're pushing hard. And this is how Byron's able to slingshot ahead of Bubba in a really nice move. Some fancy hard driving right there. I mean, for me, new to watching a lot of this, but riveting stuff right here as we get down to it. We go single file now, down the five to go. Chase Elliott, finally, because at this point, it's like, it's single file. Byron's running. And it's like, is somebody going to try to dip down low and go down there, even though that lane's been really slow? Do you have faith in your car? Do you have faith that somebody will go with you? There's a lot of stuff playing out in real time right now that I found so incredible to see unfold. So Chase Elliott finally dips down to the inside lane, but nobody goes with him, which I thought was crazy too. So he ends up falling back hard, which is crazy. That takes him out of the game. Bell then tries to go down to the bottom, and he actually is able to pull it off a little bit, like, he's been able to put it off better than Elliott. Elliott probably had some damage from earlier, but Bell got down there, and his car was able to run and have a successful inside line. And then Suarez comes and pushes him hard. So now you got a thing down there. Byron just narrowly holds off Bell and Chastain. We got a crazy wreck at the end of the race. I mean, like, a crazy wreck at the very end of the race. Byron held off both lanes in the end. Such a thrilling finish. I mean, on my feet to the last. For anybody who thinks it's just running around in ovals, that ain't it, boy. That ain't it. This is the fifth different driver to go to victory lane this season. When we talk about Byron getting there, William Byron, and a third victory for Hendrick Motorsports. So, fantastic day for those boys in what I thought was a heck of a race. We can expect a lot more exciting things from Atlanta is what we now know. That'll be a fun race to look forward to each season now, and also just seeing the adjustments they'll make next year will be fun too. It's not just going around in circles, like I said. Proof of that is this week. we got a road race here. We got a Echo Park Automotive Texas Grand Prix. Dakota race. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Circuit of the Americas. First of the six road races or courses or what have you, we're going to see 20 turns. So this is going to be a bit different from what we've been watching so far. If you're new to this a little bit like me, not new to NASCAR, I've been watching for years, but new to a consistent and grinding approach to it, I should say. We're going to be in Texas. We're down in Austin. It's going to be 80s. It's just going to be a short race. A lot of work. A lot of work. A lot of turning both directions for these guys. We're only talking 68 laps, right? And so this one's going to breeze by pretty quickly. Only the second time here, as I said. This is an F1 track. This is an F1 track. NASCAR started running here last year. So this will be the first time with the first generation, or with the next gen car, I should say. This race was mostly wet last year, too, and it ended 14 laps early. Chase Elliott's been dominant with road races. He's won 40% of his road races that he's been in Cup Series racing. Let me say that again. He's won 40% of the Cup Series races that he's road races that he's been in. That is incredible to think about. He's going for his seventh win in the last 4 years. So I think it's like 7 out of 14 or something like that. Incredible numbers. So Boy Wonder is hoping to do it again, but things are different. Remember, this is a different car now, you know, maybe not, right? And so as I take a look at this weekend, I think, again, you know, not a lot of success last week, but, you know, so much wrecks and so much mayhem. I won't let that deter me from going with strategies that did work the week before. And as I said, we'll just see how it pans out. But I'm mostly interested in two teams this weekend. Very interested in Hendrick Motorsports team this week again, because Elliott, obviously one of his drivers, so I think he's going to, you know, he wants a win. He's been searching for his win. He's the one that hasn't gotten the win. So Elliott's going to have a strong showing. I really like the chances that he will actually get a victory on Sunday. But I like all the Hendrick cars. Larson ran well last year in this race too. He came in second. So these teammates, I love the idea of them jockeying against each other, but really against the rest of the field trying to do this too. This is going to be a lot of grinding as we make all these 20 turns. Byron and Bowman, the other two drivers. So Byron coming off the hot win. You guys already know Bowman's 1-2 this year so far. So these guys, I think, can stay hot and drive hard. I want to get a piece of that on DraftKings. And then the other guys I'll have exposure to are Joe Gibbs Racing, JGR. I just want to get a piece of this. Truex, I know this isn't his thing lately, but he used to dominate here. Bell's been running well lately. Hamlin used to have a lot more success on these road tracks. And Busch as well, Kyle Busch too. And so I know that the Toyotas have struggled to start the year. I know that these guys have struggled, but, you know, do I expect massive amounts of success from them on Sunday? Maybe not, but I'm hoping for a good showing. So in all full candor, I'm going Hendricks and I'm going Joe Gibbs. I'll be sprinkling in some AJ Allmendinger, the Dinger. So, you know, Mr. Road Course Legend. Just do a little research. That'll be what you bring back for your answer about who he is. AJ Allmendinger. He's actually going to run all six road races for Colic Racing this weekend. So he's going to do the truck. He's going to do the Xfinity. He's doing it all. So AJ is very good. This is his forte. Probably has a great chance to win this race. Enjoys a lot of success on the road courses traditionally here in NASCAR. Eric Almirola, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to go back to the well because he is the only driver, as I mentioned, who's finished on the lead lap every race this year. And so just a lot of consistency, and he's not shown poorly here. Kyle Busch ran strong last year, so we'll take a look there. Elliott and Larson, as I mentioned, love the tandem, and then Truex and Hamlin. Michael McDowell's the other guy I'll mention too. So look, really when you think about it, I've got Hendricks, Gibson, and then I've got three wild cards: AJ Allmendinger, Eric Almirola, and Michael McDowell. I'll be sprinkling in those dudes with those two teams, and then I'll maybe do some wild card teams too because I want exposure to a lot more people. But that's the core of what I'm going to do. This week I'm going to approach a little bit more of a shotgun type effect because I want to get some LaJoy. I want to get some Chastain. I want to get a lot of these other guys. I want to have an opportunity to see what they can bring this week. Buescher also. So that's what I'll be headed in direction-wise. And hopefully you guys enjoy the race. Hopefully I enjoy the race. Hopefully it's a fun one. It's a quick one. Don't miss it. If you get a chance, watch those other races. Both the Xfinity race and the truck race are going to be on Saturday. So don't look for that truck race on today on Friday. But you can catch them pretty much back-to-back tomorrow. And as I said, they should be pretty brief. So that's it, y'all. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. And we'll be back next week to talk more racing. Peace. This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.